When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
Time to play a little game called It's Okay, It's Not Okay. And I'm putting myself on trial for this one.
Uh-oh. This is a good topic for today.
It's okay. It's not okay.
All right. Let me begin at the beginning.
Just tell people who are going to tell you it's not okay to not hate the show or the radio host Drew Garabo after you hear what he did. There's still some good in him. We're going to try to find it.
Damn. You're really poisoning the well.
Exactly.
The well's poisoned. You already told me the story. I have an opinion.
Nikki's on my side. So I went to brunch yesterday, and I went someplace where I've never been. I've heard people talk about City Fish and Oldsmar, what a great brunch experience it is. So I Ubered it up. I met a friend there because it's $30, all you can eat, all you can drink. And when I say all you can drink, sangria, mojitos.
For $30.
Mimosas for $30.
I'm in.
I know.
That sounds great.
Dude, it is an unbelievable amount of food. The quality of food is great. So I'm one of the first people in there at 10:30, and I sit down with my brunch companion. We're sitting down and enjoying some beverages, talking about the football, my fantasy lineups, using their Wi-Fi to check on my last-minute, you know, cancellations and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so a table gets seated behind me. And I didn't really think too much of it. Party of four in the booth right behind us. I get up to go get some food. I'm waiting at the omelet station because I'm a sucker for an omelet station.
Gotta have the omelet.
Mm-hmm.
Egg whites?
Yep. Waiting for an egg white seafood omelet, some shrimp, some scallops, tomatoes, and onion.
Wow.
Waiting, and a young lady stops and says, "Are you Drew?" I said, "I sure am." Actually, I think I said, "I don't know who that is." And she said, "Oh, I know you. I'm a fan of your show." I said, "Oh, thank you very much." And she said, "Have you been here before?" I said, "No, I sure haven't. It's my first time." She said, "Yeah, it's my first time getting out for brunch in a while, blah, 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 blah." I'm like, "Well, you know, cool. Thank you very much. Appreciate you listening to the show."
Handshake or nah?
Handshake. Yep, I extended my hand for the handshake. So we shook hands. Done. I'd say about 15, 20 minutes later, I'm refilling my beverage for about the sixth or seventh time. And she stops me again, and she says, "Hey, I'm sorry, but I listened with my 10-year-old daughter. She'll never believe that I met you. Can I get a picture of you with my boyfriend? Will take it or whatever." So I'm like, "Cool, yeah, no problem whatsoever."
Are you sure you weren't put out when she asked you to take a photo?
Not at all.
Okay.
Like, I'm very delighted. I always like meeting the people who are into the show. You know, even if I'm out to brunch on my private time, if someone wishes to meet me, I am nothing but polite and appreciative of the people who contribute to the success of this radio program.
That's cool.
Thank you. So we take the picture together, and then I go to sit down. I figure we're done, right? I'd say about a half hour to 45 minutes later, because it's a long brunch. All you can eat, all you can drink. You're going to be there for a long time. Sitting down, talking to my brunch companion. She comes over the booth, okay? She's sitting in the booth behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Stands up over the booth and says, and I'm in mid-sentence, by the way. I'm talking to my brunch companion. I'm in mid-sentence. She goes, "Hey, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but my daughter doesn't believe that I'm really here for brunch with you," and holds her phone up. And at that point in time, I said, "You gotta be effing kidding me." And I did not realize that her daughter was on the phone, her 10-year-old daughter. She wanted me to talk to her 10-year-old daughter on the phone.
Was this FaceTime or just on the phone?
On the phone. Reached over the booth, into my booth.
You actually said,
are you effing kidding me?
You said that to a fan of yours.
Yes.
Okay.
The third time that she breached my booth.
She did.
Okay.
And you breached her child.
When she turned around when she got up over the booth,
yeah.
Was she facing you or was
yeah.
it or your back here?
I was
over your shoulder.
Back. She's over my shoulder. I'm facing my brunch companion. She's over my shoulder.
And you're like, "Excuse me, I'm sorry."
And into the booth and like, "I'm sorry to interrupt." And you know what Warren Sapp said to us about, like, don't say "I'm sorry to bother you" because you're not sorry. If you were sorry, you wouldn't be bothering me.
Yes.
That's what came to mind. And I literally couldn't believe, I've never had that happen before.
Okay, here's what I think. I think when she tried to approach you the third time, I think that's a bit much.
It's not okay.
But when you cussed at her child on the phone.
I didn't cuss at her child.
And that's a fan of yours. I think you have to just say that in your head. Are you beeping kidding me? And then go, let me talk to your kid on the phone.
You do know, though, that, like, cursing at her or her kid, that undid everything you did that was nice before that.
Yes. I now realize that, Soul Brother Kevin.
Okay.
I now realize that.
Wow.
But that is a serious breach of etiquette.
It is.
On your part.
On her part.
Okay.
I met her. I took the picture.
Yes.
We had a great encounter. That's all it had to be. I'm trying to enjoy my Sunday talking to my brunch companion over the booth. I've never had that happen before.
Man.
Over the booth.
I hate to tell you, man, but
what?
That's what you signed up for, dude.
Okay.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
You both get it's not okay for me.
I'll take that.
Okay.
I'll take that. I think I'm on file. Right. I don't think what I did is on the level of what she did.
All right, if she approached you the first time and then you cussed at her, that'd be a huge problem.
Wait, no, I'll never do that.
You talked to her, and then you took a picture with her.
Separately.
And then it's just time to enjoy the brunch.
Right. The third time, it's time for you to enjoy your brunch with your people, me to enjoy my brunch where I am, and leave me alone.
So we have offsetting penalties here.
Yes. Replay the down.
Yes, replay the down. Yeah, let's go.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
So when you cussed at her, did she start crying right away?
No.
What happened?
Yeah.
How did she respond?
I don't know, but I apologized for cursing once I realized that the kid was on the phone. I said, you got to be effing kidding me. And then I was like, oh, my God, I'm sorry. Your daughter's on the phone.
Did the whole place turn around?
No.
Okay.
Did you talk to the kid?
I think so. I don't even remember.
How many mimosas deep were you?
I was many. Not even mimosas. Citrus-infused vodka 3/4 of the way, right, and then a mimosa to top it off.
Because you Ubered there.
Yeah.
Oh, you came to party.
Oh, I knew what time it was.
That's how Drew parties. He cusses at children.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. James, it's okay or it's not okay?
It's okay what you did because
okay.
I hate when my son breaches the booth. When he looks over top. So it's not okay what she did, but you're fine, man.
Well, see, normally I agree with you, but I have to be extra hard on myself here because I want to be the guy who is nice to his fans. I want to be the guy who is appreciative of everyone who listens to this radio program. But aren't there limits? Like once I meet you, then once I take a picture with you, can't we be done, you know?
Yeah, is way too much. You got the picture, you talk to you, that should be enough. 3 is too much.
That's if you're expecting people to be reasonable.
Right.
People are not reasonable.
No, they are not.
Add in unlimited drinks and they're definitely not reasonable.
That's the thing is like if she had seen me go up for an oyster or go up for a meatball or something and stop me there.
They had oysters?
Oh, dude, oysters, crab legs, meatballs, steak and eggs, paella.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, so if she had seen me there and said, hey, listen, would you mind talking to my daughter? That's a different conversation. I might have been annoyed, but I still would have done it. To breach the booth while I'm trying to enjoy conversation and be just a guy, that's when I was like, are you effing kidding me?
Well, you have a lot of hardcore fans because on Twitter and on the phones right now, everybody says it's okay.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
They're okay until it happens to them.
Cheryl, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Hey, Drew. Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Is it okay or is it not okay?
I think it's okay.
I
mean, I might have missed some of the conversation, but two things. She already bothered you twice, and out of the goodness of your heart, you accommodated her. And the third time, I think it was just way too much. And again, with the breaching of the booth. And also, what kind of proof does the daughter need? A picture is not good enough? I mean, she's 10 years old.
That's the thing.
And plus, you probably didn't know she was on the phone when you said that. How would you have known that?
Right. And like, okay, so your 10-year-old daughter doesn't believe. How are you even on the phone her in the first place? Oh, you're going to call your daughter and go, you won't believe this right now, but I'm eating brunch with at the booth next to Drew. Like, I'm a normal dude.
No,
I eat brunch.
You're a celebrity, right, man. And this is her. She sees an actual live celebrity.
She already had the picture.
The picture, the encounter, the handshake.
Right.
To me, that's good enough. But then again, shouldn't I hold myself to a higher standard and be nice to the people who help contribute to my success?
To an extent.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I don't necessarily agree. I'm not necessarily okay with what happened. Nancy, it's okay or it's not okay?
Drew, I am for you in this completely. With the exception of that you maybe should have used a different word or two for the kid's sake. But how are you supposed to know the kid was on the phone? You know what I mean? It's like she was breaching your space.
Right.
And you're interrupting a conversation to do this the third time? I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
Well, thank you, Nancy. Thank you. I appreciate that very much. That's where I am on it. Like, the first time, great. Thank you very much. Great to meet you. The second time, can we get a picture? Oh, you forgot to ask me the first time. Great, let's get a picture. Then you're going to breach my booth? You're going to breach my booth.
Hey, man, whenever you step foot out of your house, you no longer, your time does not belong to you anymore.
Belongs to the people, right?
You belong to the people.
It's not okay.
Matt, what's up? Drew Garabo live. It's okay or it's not okay?
Definitely not okay.
It's not okay.
Tell me why.
Well, my wife's a neurologist, and they call it curbsiding. So random people, and she's in her mid-30s, so random people that she treats will come up and ask her nonstop questions about neurology. Hmm. And I've had to tell them to walk away because it's not okay, you know. And same with you. There's a persona that you have to stick to, mm-hmm. but once you get past a certain point, you've overstepped that boundary, and you definitely need to back it off. So you're right. You should let more F-bombs drop on her.
Oh, God, no, that's not at all. I should not have sworn. Badass Mike just tweeted, just drove by City Fish. There's no down with Garabo picketers outside, so it's okay. I'm surprised so many people are siding with me, to be perfectly frank.
Me too. What if somebody yelled at your kid?
If I had bothered someone, okay, let's say there's a local celebrity.
Let's say you get a little bit toasty on mimosas. You're having a great Sunday getting ready to watch whatever team you're into, the Browns and the Broncos.
Right, and give me a comparable celebrity that I could see that I would be.
Stephen King.
Okay, so I see Stephen King in Siesta Key or wherever he's having brunch. I go up to Stephen King as he's waiting for his omelet, and I say, Mr. King, Drew Garabo, big fan. Hey, Drew, nice to meet you. Thanks for bothering me in a restaurant. No problem, Mr. King. Go away. Come back and go, listen, Mr. King, I'm so sorry. My son's a huge fan of Pet Sematary. I just had to get a picture with you. Okay, Drew, sure. Let me get a picture. And then I breach Stephen King's booth? Of course he's going to curse at me.
What if she didn't breach her booth and she just came around the booth and asked you to talk to her kid?
No.
It's still in the same category?
When I'm in my booth, I'm in my booth. That's my area to have my time.
Where are these rules written?
I don't know. These are my rules, and maybe they're not okay. But in my world, I'm in my my booth.
When is it okay to approach Drew Garabo?
Because anytime.
I was approached at the gas station multiple times, and I had no problem. I was doing a meet and greet all day. You want to take pictures? You want me to call your friend while I'm pumping gas? Let's do it. Let's blow ourselves up together. Anything for the people.
727-579-1025. Mike, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Good, good. Drew, I have two questions. The first question is when you were previously just telling the story, you said that the lady had her phone outstretched as she reached the booth and said that she's talking to her daughter and she doesn't believe that it's you.
Right.
So why does everybody keep saying that it's okay, and how are you supposed to know that the little girl was on the phone when she put the phone over and said, my daughter's on the phone?
Not okay.
Is she?
I personally don't think it's okay, because at that point you said that she said that their daughter was on the phone.
Right. She breached the booth as she was handing her phone over. She's like, hey, I'm really sorry to interrupt you. And I think that's when I said, you got to be effing kidding me. And that's when she said her daughter was on the phone and that she wouldn't believe.
Makes a lot of sense now. Makes a lot of sense. It's okay.
All right. Thank you.
It's okay.
If it went down like that, you know, being a father, I was thinking of it as, well, wait a second. If she just said that she was on the phone with her daughter, and then he said that, that's a little bit out there. But if she didn't say that right as soon as she's breaching the booth, I mean, get out of my personal space, woman. It's okay.
Right on, brother. Jason Barnard just said, how could she claim to be a listener of yours and think that anything past the first approach would be okay? I'm with you, dude. Like, if you listen to the show, we talk about stuff like this a lot.
Didn't she also tell you during the omelet encounter, and you told this to me off the air, that she said she has to turn the station off sometimes when her daughter's in the car, so why would her daughter even care if she was with you?
Right. Like, it was just another excuse to get in my space.
That's why I'm with SBK. Offsetting penalties. Let's do brunch over again next Sunday.
I want 15 yards on her for encroachment.
Personal foul on both of you guys.
On both of us.
Yeah, and you're looking at a possible fine from Goodell.
Oh, now is it fine?
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
Game suspension? Brunch suspension?
We're looking at it. You might have to sit out the first quarter of next week's game.
This is unfair.
It's cussing at children.
I didn't know it was a child. I'm sorry to interrupt you as you're interrupting me.
It's still a fan of the show, though.
Yeah, I don't think the child, that makes it even worse, actually. Like, even if there wasn't a child involved, the same story, it's pretty bad.
800-771-1025 and 727-579-1025. It's okay or it's not okay.
I respect everybody's opinion, but I think that SBK and I have something special to bring to the table, which is we kind of do the same thing you do for a living.
Yeah.
So what happened to us, even if we were irritated by it, we would just go, hey, this person's a fan of the show.
Yeah.
Let's just talk to this person. Let's get it over with and enjoy the brunch.
The third time you would have said that.
I like I said.
Someone breaching your booth.
I think it's way too much. Way too much.
I expect it, man. Not saying I'm like a big deal, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, people are climbing over booths and breaching them to meet you, Garabo. That's how big of a celebrity you are to these people.
The power of radio.
I was flicking both of them off. I am there enjoying myself. I love meeting my fans.
Clearly.
When, the first time, I was delighted. When I get recognized somewhere, I'm amazed that anyone would even, A, know who I am, and B, care who I am. So the first time, great. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Appreciate you listening. Even the second time, hey, I didn't get a picture with you. Oh, my 10-year-old daughter listens. The third time, breaching the booth, standing up, coming over my booth and saying, hey, I'm really sorry to interrupt you as I'm interrupting you, but my 10-year-old daughter will never believe that I met you. Can you just talk to her on the phone?
You made her day. You could have.
Yeah, what story is she telling to her friends today?
Okay.
That's what I would love to hear from her. She had to know I was going to talk about it today.
Oh, wow.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Do you know her name at all?
No, I forgot it.
Oh, jeez.
Now I think of her as the booth breacher. What's up, Kenny? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, it's Teddy. I'm doing a flag run sportsman like conduct. Number one, cursing at a female, that's 10 yards. Cursing at a child, that's 15 yards. You're close to being ejected from the game. What are you going to do when they stop yelling Drew Garabo, Drew Garabo, Drew Garabo? Ooh.
Nobody yelled Drew Garabo, Drew Garabo, Drew Garabo. What she said was she breached the booth and then said sorry to interrupt.
All right, would you rather be right or happy?
Yes. Yes, I would, Teddy. I'd rather be right and happy.
I say practice patience and be grateful that people are trying to get to you like that. I think it's awesome that you become such a megastar in this little metropolis city. And do like SBK says, practice patience and tolerance until you can't do it anymore and then start all over.
All right. Thank you very much, Teddy. Appreciate the...
When you were working for the Orlando Magic and you were out of the game and you were at brunch, weren't you just wishing people would breach the booths?
Yes.
You missed that.
Yes. I will be perfectly honest with you.
And now you're in the game and people are coming up to you. You're such a big celebrity. They don't even believe it's you.
The first time, yes. The second time, yes. The third time when you're breaching the booth.
I don't know, man. You can't underestimate the power of meeting Drew Garabo. When I met you, you invited me up to the studio. It's the first time I'd ever been in a radio studio. It was awesome.
That's back when he did a show high, though.
727-579-1025. May I quote the great Marshall Mathers for a moment?
Yes.
We all admire Marshall Mathers, right?
Oh, yeah.
But at least have the decency in you to leave me alone when you freaks see me out in the streets when I'm eating or feeding my daughter. Do not come and speak to me. I don't know you, and no, I don't owe you a mother effing thing. I'm not Mr. NSYNC. I'm not what your friends think. I'm not Mr. Friendly. I can be a prick. If you tick me, my tank is on empty. No patience is in me, and if you offend me, I'm lifting you 10 feet in the air. I don't care who was there and who saw me destroy you. Go call you a lawyer. File a lawsuit. I'll smile in the courtroom and buy you a wardrobe.
So what I'm hearing is that you just do In Your Face with Drew Garabo Live in person.
Screw you guys.
Bring it back.
I'm going home.
Can we have children call up and you can cuss at them for the rest of the show? It's with radio friendly words.
Man, okay.
Matt, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you?
Not bad, man. What's up, dude? You maybe could have been a little nicer, but the person who's in the wrong here is the lady for letting her 10-year-old daughter listen to your show.
Man, come on, dude. We're not that irresponsible for 10-year-olds.
I mean, you got, like, dominatrixes and, like, pH waxing sessions going on and stuff. I mean,
the 10-year-old kid should know about manscaping, too. There's nothing inappropriate here. We sent a positive message.
That was his bad.
I don't know, Drew. I don't know. Come on.
Okay, well, everyone is parents a little bit differently, okay? Some people's 10-year-olds are okay to listen to the show, and some aren't, you know?
I hear you.
Thank you. I sit back with this glass of this champagne and orange juice. Then you breach my booth and won't leave me alone. You make me talk to your daughter. I mean, that was it, dude. Like, breaching the booth.
I know. Well, there is somebody on the show that supports you. Nikki stands by your side on this one.
Thank you, Nikki. Stand with Drew.
It's a gut reaction. It's not.
Right.
I mean, you were brunching. You were drinking. It happens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anybody approach you in public, Nikki?
A couple of times, but it was when I was on the Morning X.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Big time show back then.
Yeah.
If you're just joining the show, by the way, Kevin Lawton said, I say it's okay and ban Teddy. If you're just joining us, then I was at brunch yesterday. A young lady listener with a bunch of people approached me, said hello. That was one encounter. Second encounter, wants to get a picture with her boyfriend. Okay, that's all well and good. Third one. She comes over the booth. And I said, you've got to be effing kidding me. Because I literally, okay, if I could do it over again, I would not have cursed at her. I would still have been aghast that someone would have the lack of dignity to come over a booth.
Yeah, you got to make a joke like, look at you treating my booth like a jungle gym lady. You're insane. You must really love me. Let me talk to your kid.
And that's what you would have done?
Then
you flip it and you wear them out. Follow them to their car. Just get all creepy with them.
Let me do a 4-hour show for you right now.
Climb the booth, eat her eggs, do all kind of crazy stuff.
See, now that would have been badass.
Yeah.
I really wish I had thought of that. Like, totally go over the top.
Just over the top.
Like, hey, is there anything else? You good? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Then you call Council, put him on the phone, and walk off.
Hey, I got Mike right here. You want to talk to him? How about any of my other family? Charlie Belcher's in North Carolina on vacation right now.
Did you pick up her tab at all?
Yeah. John, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, John?
Pretty good.
Good. It's okay or it's not okay?
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
Go ahead.
And I wanted to say that I love your show.
Thank you.
And I think that what you guys do is amazing. And
how about that?
But, however, you know, I do teach, and I know that in the teaching profession, something like that would not be okay because teachers are held to a higher standard.
I'm not a teacher.
I believe the same thing. Correct. But I believe the same concept applies to radio jockeys who are in the public eye, and that when you're in public, people listen to you,
yes.
Look up to you,
yes.
And when you use that kind of a language with, you know, people that listen to your show, I don't think it's appropriate. I think you could say the same thing without using profanity.
Right. I agree.
I do agree.
It's those mimosas,
I agree that she or the person was kind of overstepping her bounds. I agree there.
Okay.
But I think also you can handle it in a more professional way.
Correct.
Even though it is kind of annoying.
You have to be professional in your own time
on
Sunday.
No, I agree with this guy. I should have held my tongue for a second and just said, you got to be freaking kidding me, or, oh, my goodness, what an extreme lack of decorum, or, wow, lady, you really have no shame in your game. Something like that without using the F word, and I would still be in the right here.
Yes, you could, but you can also say that without being so intense, if you know what I mean. You can pull her aside and be like, hey, listen, I'm trying to have a conversation here. I appreciate your love for the show and everything, but you have to understand that at a certain point it is kind of intrusive on my you know, on my night, on my lunch out with my friends.
Good call. Okay.
Great call, man. Thank you very much. I agree with a lot of what you said.
We got a tweet from Right Turn Clyde that said, in your kid's face with Drew Garabo.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I wish she'd call in. What's up, Taylor? How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Lives. It's okay or it's not okay.
Hey, what's up, Drew? What? It is absolutely okay.
It's okay.
First off, you got to think that you're going to have some crazy fans out there. Not everyone can be, you know, normal in America, especially. And you got to also, people are forgetting that you didn't direct that curse word at the girl. You directed at the crazy lady encroaching on your personal space.
Yeah, and I apologized once I realized that the kid was there on the phone listening to what I said. I said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to curse around your kid. I mean, I curse around my kid, but that doesn't mean that everyone should curse around everyone's kid. You know, I'm sorry that I said it. I regret it. But at the same time, that wouldn't have happened had there not been a severe lack of respect by coming over my booth, you know?
Exactly. You know, you don't need to regret it. You've got enough fans. And if she's going to be, you know, that ridiculous, I mean, how do you know she's not, like, standing outside your car right now waiting for you to come home or something, you know?
Okay, that got kind of creepy.
Got a tweet from Jay Johnson that says, stop trolling. You know Drew on the radio was right. That lady overstepped her boundaries. I think she overstepped, but I also don't think Drew should be cussing at our listeners.
Correct.
That's all. That's why we said offsetting penalties.
If I could do anything again about this, I would simply not have cursed.
Offsetting? Well, that woman now is walking around telling everybody about her encounter with Drew.
It's been okay.
Saying that what? I cussed out her kid?
So it's a multiple effect.
I bet. I'm not friends with her on Facebook, but I bet there's a Facebook post like, you won't believe what a dick Drew Garabo was to my kid.
And you don't want those kind of stories going around about you, especially with women, do you?
No, not at all. But, I mean, I would hope that she would have the wherewithal. I don't think she would have come over to the booth had she not imbibed in the bar as much as I did.
Maybe you gave off this vibe that said, hey, come talk to me as much as you possibly can.
Oh, that's the vibe I give up. All right, you know me. That is definitely the vibe I emanate. What's up, Justin?
Hey, Drew, I just wanted to know that, or ask you, now that you're a big superstar and everything, are you going to go all Marshawn Lynch on us and not answer any questions and call us all boss?
Maybe, boss. Maybe I am. I'm all about that action, boss. Look, I'm no superstar. I'm just a regular dude eating brunch with regular people, my man.
Just there so you don't get fined.
I'm just here so I don't get fined, boss. That's it. I'm all about that action, boss. What's up, Paul?
Hey, how you doing, Drew?
Good, man. How about you?
I'm doing great.
Good. It's okay absolutely, or it's not okay?
Absolutely, positively okay.
It's okay.
You are eating your lunch, you're drinking, and you're not at your job working, and people need to stay away from people eating until they're finished eating. I don't care if you're a celebrity, not a celebrity. I don't even go up to my friends at a restaurant and go bug them when they're eating. That's when you leave people alone.
I'm absolutely with you, but I would, however, counter with, we are never not at work. There's never a time when you're not Seth from the radio, you're not Soul Brother Kevin from the radio, or I'm not Drew Garabo from the radio. Whether that's pumping gas, eating brunch, working out.
Right. If you're in the public spotlight and you don't want people to bother you, don't leave your house.
Yes. And this is my first brunch in a while. I was very nice to her the first time. I was very nice to her the second time. When I had the problem is when she came over the booth. That's it. And Sean Blackburn pointed out, doesn't the play stop if it's encroachment? So, in other words, she encroached, threw the flag. That's when I took her out at the knees with a chop block.
Yeah. You know, this would be easier if it was on Twitter, because then you could just block her. But you can't block people in real life. Yeah.
I would not have blocked her for her just asking to...
No, cussing at her kid is the equivalent to blocking her on Twitter.
Yeah. That third time was a little... Is there a limit on how many times people can have encounters with you?
In one brunch? Yeah, I think three is good.
I think that's what it really was. It was like, oh, you again?
Right. Like, right. I think the third time is good. And especially, like, encroaching in the booth.
Well, maybe she was eavesdropping on your whole conversation. Oh, she thought it was running out of steam, so she thought she would give you a little bit more to talk about by breaching.
Oh, she was listening the whole time.
Yeah.
She probably recorded it, too.
Because this brunch conversation is weak, totally ran out of steam. Let me help them out here.
You couldn't be more wrong. It was a great conversation that I was thoroughly enjoying, and that was part of the problem.
About your stupid fantasy football lineup?
No. That was part of it, but... All right, let's take a moment for us. Thanks, everybody, for weighing in, you bunch of enablers.
Looks like everybody said it was okay.
Yeah.
For the most part. Everybody's okay with it until I cuss out their kid.
Or someone cusses out your kid.
Yeah. Please feel free to ask me anything at any time, no matter where I am. Just...
Because aren't you going to start getting offended if people all of a sudden see you in public, don't come up to you, and then go hit you up on Twitter or Facebook and say, hey, I saw you out in public, but I was too scared to come up to you? Or is that how you like it? That's how you like it.
It is. But, I mean, I'll talk to people. I don't mind.
Yeah, clearly.
But, you know.
Yeah, just two times, though.
Yeah, limit two.
Two times.
Limit two. Three is over the line. And finally, original GA said, Booth or not, interrupting someone's personal brunch conversation is rude. And aside, G-Unit shirt or no. Actually, as I was getting ready to go to brunch, I was dismayed to see that my G-Unit shirt was in the dirty clothes, so I could not wear it for brunch. All right, maybe she'll call in at some point in time, but.
She's not listening anymore. She's listening to Scotty Davis. He loves kids.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.